I'm on a pretty packed bus leaving Gaziantep, southern Turkey, heading southeast towards the Syrian border, surrounded by aid workers, activists, journalists, lawyers with an interest in humanitarian issues and civil liberties of refugees, and hoping today to be entering into Syria, a day when the world's news is mostly still talking about Korea, which almost appears to be a distraction in a way, a distraction from other news that the journalist I'm with had filed yesterday regarding chemical weapons, and in particular sarin being used in regions around Damascus by Assad. And that's a pretty big deal, considering that's meant to be the line that you don't cross, the use of weapons of mass destruction. And it's, in a way, I feel it's being trivialised due to what only 20-something maybe reported deaths from this use of chemical weapons. I can't help but think it wouldn't be quite so trivial if that had happened within Western borders of more westernised countries. So, what's going to happen now? Will the UN do anything? Will the United States intervene as well? Whatever happens is going to be a huge impact on the refugee crisis. Already, the masses of refugees on the borders, not necessarily wanting to leave, just wanting to leave the troubles zones, fearing for their lives, obviously. So it's a very complicated issue. It's something I very much would like to know more about, and it's something I'd like to maybe assist in documenting, you know, whatever benefit that may have. So I'm currently being assisted by the Hayat convoy for Syria in actually gaining that access. They're supplying a number of vehicles, ambulances, been promised access to a field hospital. Been warned that a lot of the things I'm going to see will be life-changing, and because they are that disturbing. And there's a lot of stuff I'm really not looking forward to, but a lot of stuff I really feel I have to experience in order to understand more, and in order to hopefully pass on some of that understanding and share some of what's going on in this region of the world. Incidentally, this will probably be some of the last geotagged content that I post. It might be the last content that I post live due to the dangers of actually telling anybody where we're going to be at what time and specifics. The last time that happened in this particular region, a hospital was destroyed, so obviously I don't want to call in any airstrikes through my thoughtlessness, so I'm going to be very conscious, as I often am, about what I'm sharing and when. It may be that a lot of what I document offline. I have just posted a short blog on documentally.com, and I'll do my best to post more there and the channels connected off there.